Right now, we are joined by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Elections have just wrapped up, so...
Just wrapped up. Happy post-primary day. Excited to be here post-primary. Not going to let any primary presidential primary candidates hijack the short and sweet business
beat. Okay,
but
good.
So we won't talk...
That's fine. I was on the air for 7 hours yesterday, so I'm... I don't want to talk about it, but I'm kind of done for now.
And I'm sure that you talked about this in your 7 hours on the air yesterday, but very excited to see. When I talk about local elections, I'm talking about turnout. And so we saw across the state, we saw record turnout for this primary election, 35.35% in the state. Orange beat that with 43.41% turnout.
That's awesome.
So which is really exciting to
there
see.
There are years, and they haven't been recent, but like back in 1996, 2000, we barely hit that for a presidential general election, 45-50%.
I know.
So
I'm going to take a look at these.
For a primary is good.
Take a look at these compared to other municipal elections. I mean, we had all county contested county commissioner races, so those local races were part of this record turnout. And so, congratulations to the winners, and excited about. After we celebrate primary election day, we got some other holidays we want to celebrate and see really great turnout for.
Including Easter, which is
including
coming up soon.
Easter. Yeah. We have some egg hunts coming up on Saturday.
We have many egg hunts coming up on Saturday.
So I was thinking, come on, we're just talking about kids finding eggs. But I do want to say, as someone who has sometimes advocated for the merger of municipalities, can we all just get... One egg hunt. Come on, guys. But I'll say, from a Chamber of Commerce perspective, also, you have options.
Yeah,
so to all skilled egg hunters, some of your options include: the town of Chapel Hill will be hosting an egg hunt at the Southern Community Park from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There's inflatable fun and the egg hunt bunny. And so Southern Community Park is right next to Southern Village. Consider patronizing some of those businesses in Southern Village and patronizing what might be in one of 15,000 eggs that will be hidden across three locations for three different age groups. Carborough is having an egg hunt also on the 19th from noon to 2 at Hank Anderson Community Park. Ages 2 to 10 are invited, and there's actually a free shuttle from Carborough Plaza that Chapel Hill Transit is running. So avoid the rush and just hop on at Carborough Plaza. Another great place to shop and maybe get some of goodies for Easter baskets. And then in Hillsborough, there's a community egg hunt the same day from 2 to 4. So you could try
you
to
could
do
two. You could
even
practice
maybe
in Chapel Hill or Carborough and really hone your skills and
exactly.
Then head up to Gold Park.
And then be the most successful egg hunter at the Hillsborough community egg hunt. 2 to 4, 12,000 eggs at River Park. Really, and some exciting things, including inflatable games, face painters, and arts and crafts.
Is it just Chapel Hill that's really going all in on the name Egg Hunt Bunny? Because I saw that in the press release. It's going to be a visit from the Egg Hunt Bunny. Which is not this, the Easter Bunny.
Is it
bunny.
Related to Hanukkah Harry or what?
I think it's more related to Holiday Joe. I don't.
Well, we had a Secret Santa contest. It's a joke in our office. Uh-huh. We had a Secret Santa contest where it was Holiday. It was Holiday Fairy, and I got it wrong and called it Holiday Harry. But please come meet a bunny. We'll just say
it's just a bunny. Yes, easily confused with the Easter Bunny, but it's the Egg Hunt Bunny.
A rascally rabbit. I can't even say it.
Rascally rabbit.
Exactly. Come meet one.
Don't call him the Easter Bunny. It's like, that's my brother. We're always confused. He's so much more famous than me.
But we hope that you'll get out on Saturday to enjoy one, two, or three community egg hunts that we'll be having this weekend.
Can you
get
to all three? Can you go egg hunt hopping?
I think you could. Absolutely. That is, I think the Visitors Bureau should start promoting that now for across the triangle. Come get three egg hunts for the price of one.
The Saturday egg hunt hop.
Yeah, exactly. So there should be a shuttle, a bus or something.
There
but
should,
anyway,
yeah.
So Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Hillsborough all hosting egg hunts this Saturday. Before we start celebrating Easter, we also will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So we want you to come out to FaceTime, which is our monthly networking event on March 17th. We'll be at the Habitat for Humanity Restore and having FaceTime with the Home Builders Association. So any chamber member or Home Builders Association member can join us at FaceTime at Habitat for Humanity Restore, 5:30 to 7:30 on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. We'll have catering by Dickie's Barbecue, Conkey, and drinks provided by Bottle 501, which is a new member, nice. And that we just celebrated their ribbon cutting, which is it's a bottle shop, and they have great cans of beer and lots of wine. Carolina Brewery and Top of the Hill will also be providing drinks, and our nonprofit spotlight is on Club Nova out of awesome. Carrboro. So come join. You don't have to be a member. Any non-members, there's a small admission fee, and that all the proceeds go to our nonprofit spotlight, Club Nova. Find out more at carolinachamber.org/events, but hope you'll come and celebrate St. Patrick's Day, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Habitat for Humanity Restore.
And that's on 15501, just on the other side of 40, right?
Exactly, yep. Exactly. And they're kind of gathering businesses that are around that same area, mm-hmm. including Bottle 501 and Dickie's Barbecue Pit and Conkey. And just so you know, the Habitat for Humanity Restore, all proceeds support both the Orange and Durham counties, right. Habitat for Humanity. And someone who came to our event there last year said, I had no idea what they sold. They didn't know what the Restore yeah. sold, but you can come in.
It's like furniture,
home decor, yeah. fixtures. Come
really
get
cool
it
stuff.
Because they will be giving our FaceTime attendees a 20% discount. So come and join us at Habitat for Humanity Restore. Come after you're on the air and join us and get lucky. And you'll be able to get out in time for game time starting at 7:20.
Oh, that's right. I get off air at 6. I can actually make it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Night.
So yeah. come join us at
it's
FaceTime.
It's on my way home, actually. So it's
and
perfect.
I'm hoping to have a post St. Patrick's Day, but pre-basketball party at Bottle 501. Hope to watch the game there and cheer on the Heels. So lots to celebrate post-election day. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with the Chamber at FaceTime. Then celebrate March Madness by watching at a local business or a local restaurant or watering hole, watching the Tar Heels, and then celebrate Easter this weekend. Three egg hunts to choose from or patronize all three. So
go to all three.
Go to all
there
three.
Should be like a sticker if you make it to all three. Like,
oh my gosh, an egg hunt passport.
Yes.
I hope people are listening. These are great ideas to implement. So
for next year, if not this year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then we'll come up with a better name than Egg Hunt Bunny.
Like, that's one of those face palm. Like, oh, just call it the Easter Bunny, or don't have a bunny at all.
Or don't
either
have a bunny.
Way.
Have a different animal. Have an Easter llama or
Egg Hunt llama.
An Egg Hunt llama.
Yeah.
Come see the Egg Hunt llama next
egg hunt
year.
Egg Hunt kangaroo, because then it can still hop around, a la the bunny.
And then, just as a preview, next week I'll have just a couple more egg hunts that are happening next weekend. but never fear, there are lots of animals that you can meet when you come to a community egg hunt. So
all right, sounds good.
Appreciate your time, Aaron.
All right. Kristen Smith, carolinachamber.org is the website, so find out more about all those events and more. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.